News from 100 years ago, 1920. South 8th Street woman expresses her gratitude. Much needed relief due to a general rundown condition. Red-X, the new herbal remedy, is a modern remedy for stomach ailments and bodily ills. It is made from the juices and extracts of medicinal plants, brought up to date by modern science, and is one of the best remedies to be found for all ailments of the stomach, liver, kidneys, and blood. Mrs. Eliza J. Layton, an old-time resident of Coshocton, 74 years of age, and who lives at 125 South 8th Street, is happy and grateful over her experience with Red-X. She says, "I have been weak and ailing for a long time. My appetite was poor and I was very nervous. At times I was scarcely strong enough to stand on my feet and get around. I've been taking Red-X for about 2 weeks and it has helped me wonderfully. It has given me a good appetite and brought my strength back. It has helped my shattered nerves and has given me new life and ambition. Red-X is a mighty fine medicine." Red-X is an herbal remedy composed of ingredients recognized by physicians throughout the world for their medicinal value. It is compounded with extracting care by expert pharmacists and is guaranteed to be absolutely free from narcotics or habit-producing drugs. Red-X banishes constipation because it is mildly laxative and removes the cause, stomach trouble. It ends pain in the stomach and gas belching because it drives away the catarrhal inflammation which has caused all the trouble. It stops headaches, dizziness, improves digestion, and makes away with kidney and liver trouble because it puts the body in a healthy condition and there is no longer for any disease. Red-X is now being introduced in Coshocton at Page and Lauren's drugstore. From the Santa Ana Register, Santa Ana, California. This is Uncle Sam's San Bernardino Sun. Just where the United States stands in relationship to the world is pointed out by the New York Curb News, which suggests the knockers be presented with these facts that America has 6% of the world's population, 7% of the world's land, 20% of the world's gold, 25% of all wheat grown, 33% of the world's silver, 40% of the world's railroads, 40% of the world's steel and iron, 52% of the world's coal, 60% of all cotton grown, 66% of the world's oil, 70% of the world's copper, 75% of all corn grown, 80% of the world's automobiles. Previous to 1914, we owed England so much money that the annual interest was $300 million. Now England is paying us $150 million a year interest. Before the war, we owed about $4 billion abroad. Today, the net indebtedness of Europe to America is $10 billion. America is now the richest nation and the financial center of the world. Before the war, England was the greatest ship-owning nation. After 1920, America will have twice as many ships as England. Goodyear mileage and tires for small cars. A well-built tire yields much more mileage for each dollar of cost than a tire purposely made to be offered at a sensationally low price. Buy the tire, not the price. Built to deliver exceptional mileage at exceedingly low cost, Goodyear tires of the 30x3 and 30x3.5 inch and the 30x4 inch tires save inconvenience, disappointment, and money. Their value results from the application of Goodyear experience, expertness, and care to their manufacture in the world's largest tire factory devoted to these tires. If you own a Ford, Chevrolet, Dort, Maxwell, or other car taking these sizes, go to your nearest service station for Goodyear tires for the real worth and endurance that Goodyear builds into them. 30x3.5 inch, all-weather tread, $23.50. 30x3.5 inch anti-skid tread, $21.50. Goodyear heavy tourist tubes cost no more than the price you are asked to pay for tubes of less merit. Why risk costly casings when such sure protection is available? 30x3.5 size in waterproof bag, $4.50. Goodyear. Eczema. Money back without question. If Hunt's Salve fails in the treatment of itch, eczema, ringworm, tetter, or other itching skin diseases, try at 75 cents box at our risk. Selgrist and Williams, druggists. Bandit car hit by police patrol. The Times, Munster, Indiana. Chicago. Prompt action by the driver of a police car in crashing into a bandit car thwarted a $40,000 payroll robbery today. Lewis Maloney, James Ryan, and Milton Barron were captured by the police. Acting on information from an outside source, a squad of detectives raced to the vicinity of the depositors' state bank on the south side. When they arrived, they found the bandit car driving around the bank block. As the bandits made their second round, the police car crashed into their car. The men, according to a confession, were waiting for a bank messenger to depart with the $40,000 payroll for the Wilson & Company Packers. Cremola makes skin beautiful. Cremola is the finest face bleach ever produced. Does wonders for the complexion. All dealers, by mail, $1.25. Booklet free. Dr. C.H. Berry Company, 2975 Michigan Avenue, Chicago. And now, news flashes from the Times in Munster, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. James Thomas Jim Wilson, Secretary of Agriculture in the cabinets of Presidents McKinley, Roosevelt, and Taft, died at his home in Traer, Iowa, today aged 86 years. En route to Pittsburgh with Governor Cox. Heading for the Republican stronghold of Pittsburgh, Governor Cox is busy in his private car today preparing his speech and marshaling voluminous tabulations for figures by which he promises to prove in his Pittsburgh speech tonight the charge that there is a deep-laid plot to buy the presidency for his Republican opponent to the tune of at least $15 million. Antwerp, a new Olympic record for women swimmers. Over a 300-meter course under freestyle conditions was hung up today by Ethel Blibetry of the Women's Swimming Association. Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines 600 striking streetcarred men were back at work today following a settlement with receivers for the City Railway Company. Constantinople, via London. News of the capture in Novorossiysk, one of the most important Russian ports on the Black Sea by General Wrangel's forces, is expected momentarily. London. Russia prepared to continue the war against Poland indefinitely, according to General Turkevchevsky, one of the chief leaders of the Soviet army on the Polish front, said a dispatch from Minsk to the Daily Herald today. New York. A monster mass meeting in protest against the treatment of Lord Mayor McSweeney of Cork at the hands of the British authorities will be held at the Lexington Theatre here tomorrow night. It was announced today. Frank Walsh will preside, and President De La Vera will be one of the speakers. Dublin. Volleys from the rifles of soldiers restored order at Belfast today after an outbreak of violent rioting in which a girl was fatally wounded and 26 houses were either wholly or partially destroyed by fire. The official report on the Belfast outbreak to Dublin Castle said that 46 arrests had been made. Washington. Plans of 142 railroads to spend approximately $1 billion in improvements and betterments were disclosed today in a report submitted to the Interstate Commerce Commission by the Bureau of Railway Economics. And that was news from 100 years ago. You can hear more of our podcasts on all listening outlets. Thank you for listening.